big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for me and Jude to ask Dell some questions around the game of rugby league. Go for it, Jude.
Right, Dell, we've just spoken to a lot of passionate Red V fans. Cam McInnes joins the Sharks from next year, though. What will he bring to the Sharks that they currently don't have?
I think, mate, I think standards, like the leadership at Sharks the last couple of years, they just haven't had anyone really lead from the front. I see Andrew Fifita's lost 10, 15 kilos. You know, he's getting back there. But Cam McInnes, when he goes there, he will set a standard on and off the field. And just even his size, mate, he's got a big heart. And you just want to play with a bloke like that.
Awesome, mate. Yeah. Moving to the Parramatta Eels, I mean, out in straight sets in 2020, in your eyes, is Brad Arthur the most under pressure coach in 2021?
Look, I think he's under pressure because they can get to the top four. They can be a top four side, but they need to get to the grand final. And actually, they need to win. I know a couple of years ago, they got ripped off a little bit against Melbourne down there. They got some tough calls, but I just think now, if he doesn't get them to a grand final, they need to go another direction. But I like Brad Arthur as a coach, but sometimes you might have to go somewhere else. I know they're talking about Shane Flanagan or something. I'm not sure if he's the answer. Yeah, they were talking about him, but Brad Arthur at the moment, he's got to get into a grand final. They've got the squad.
Right, Latrell Mitchell has been linked to the Brisbane Broncos.
Wow.
The club have plenty of cash to splash next year. Is Latrell the right signing for the club?
Look, I think anyone that gets Latrell Mitchell, mate, you know, he's going to be a real positive. But I'd like to see him stay at South. Like, I think, you know, he probably should have learned a lesson already about the Roosters. You know, he left the Roosters. Obviously, it was a good two-way street there. But I think, you know, I'd like to see him stay at South for the Broncos. If they get him, that's great. But I just don't think Latrell needs to go to Queensland. Hopefully, he stays at South.
I tell you what, as a Rooster fan, looking at South and their roster, they are looking really good this year. And Wayne Bennett, you can just see it in his last year of coaching before he maybe goes up to the second Brisbane team.
Even buying Benji, like Benji wouldn't have cost him much. And I'm pretty sure that Benji's actually joining our team this year too.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, he's on board at Triple M as well.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, what about Payne Haas? Looks to be hit with a hefty fine. They're talking 40 or 50, something around that number, and miss the opening 4 to 6 weeks of the competition. Do you think that is fair punishment?
Yeah, look, I think...
Do you think it's fair punishment?
I think that's...
Yes or no?
That's a massive... A month suspension, yep, but $50,000, I think, is way too much.
For what he said to those coppers? And to that lady copper.
That was our line, I suppose. That was our line. But mate, I think you got a 2-year suspension.
Good behaviour bond with the cops,
Yeah, and I know, look, that wasn't right how he spoke, and he's with his pregnant wife at the time, so...
he's a disgrace.
Yeah.
What about Brent Naden? 5K, and he's already done his month. He had cocaine in his system in the grand final.
Del, in your eyes, is that a fair punishment?
Oh, look, I've been down that
you
road,
you didn't
so.
Play with it. And you got 2 years of your life taken away, and this bloke gets a month. That's an absolute joke. Anyway, Boyd Cordner will miss the opening 12 weeks of the season due to concussion. When should the decision be made about his playing future in your eyes?
Oh, look, I think it's for the people who love Boyd Cordner, but also his family, they've got to have this discussion. I love watching Boyd play, but sometimes you just got to say, mate, enough's enough.
Yeah.
So sad. What about Paul Green? Right choice, do you think, for Queensland? You thought maybe Billy Slater might have just gone up on the inside on him?
Oh, no, I think, mate, Paul Green's the right choice at the moment because, you know, he won a grand final at the Cowboys as coach there. He's played for Queensland in 2001, I think. I think he's the right man for the job at the moment. Billy will get his opportunity.
Okay, Alex Carey coming up next, talking about the Big Bash and all things Australian cricket. More on the Dead Set Legends.